Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
Hey, listen, the e-com revolution is here. There's never been a better time to start an online business than today. And so I'm going to walk you through the 9 steps for building your 7-figure online business in 2021. All right, so think back to what you have ordered online in the last 12 months. Maybe you ordered a Peloton. That solved a problem because you couldn't get to the gym. Maybe you ordered a Theragun because you couldn't go to your massage therapist and you wanted to use the Theragun to do massage at home. Maybe you ordered books to keep yourself entertained and educated. Maybe you ordered DoorDash. Who hasn't ordered DoorDash? All of those things solved a problem. So when you're starting your business, the very first thing you have to think about is not how this is going to benefit you, but how you can solve a problem for somebody else. And when you can solve a problem for a lot of people, you can make a lot of money. Well, first of all, if you don't know who I am, my name's Craig Valentine, and I created something called the Millionaire Morning Routine. This is one of my 7-figure businesses where I have solved the problem for hundreds of thousands of people around the world as to what to do in the morning to get more done, make more money, and still get home on time for dinner. So by solving a big problem for a lot of people, I was able to build a 7-figure income stream. I also solved a problem years ago with my program, Turbulence Training. It was my first 7-figure business. And it was a workout program that busy people could do at home because they didn't have time to go to the gym, they didn't have a lot of money for equipment, and they still wanted to burn the fat and feed the muscle. So when you solve a problem, that's the first step in building your 7-figure business. Now, the second thing you need to do is figure out your marketplace. You can't be everything to everyone, and so you have to be very specific. So go out there and figure out, now that I know I can solve a problem for somebody, what specific person should I go and solve that problem for? You're gonna wanna choose a marketplace that you find easy to get in front of, that has the money to pay for your product or service, and that is going to be on the platform that you're going to use to either advertise or create content for, whether it's a social media or whether it's through an email list. You need to go to people who will be using that so you can get your message in front of them. A lot of people, what they'll do is they'll start using a social media that has nothing to do with their marketplace. For example, I have a coaching client who runs a trucking company, and he saw me advertising on Instagram and doing a lot of client generation on Instagram, so he started an Instagram channel. And I was like, no. Save yourself the time and hassle because your people are not on Instagram. Just because people run Facebook ads doesn't mean you have to as well, if it's a whole lot easier for you to build an email list and market to your customers like that. So once you know your marketplace, you can start building out the strategy to get in front of them to solve their problem. The third thing you need to do is to build what's called a dream customer avatar. You need to know the name of the person, their job, their income, their age, the number of kids they have, the lifestyle they have, their demographics and their psychographics. Psychographics is like their beliefs and their habits and the types of things they associate with. So you go back to when I was building my Turbulence Training e-commerce business over 10 years ago, I was selling to a guy who was like Jim from The Office. Remember Jim from The Office? So I used to say that my guy was named Mark and he lived in Pennsylvania, just like Jim lived in Scranton. And he worked for a horrible boss, just like Jim worked for Michael Scott. And he had a 45-minute commute to work. He had a beige minivan, and he drove home. He had a nice home with a big lawn. But when he drove in, there was all these toys on the lawn because he had a couple of young sons, and they loved to play. And he ran in the the house, and they would run to him, and they'd go in the backyard, and they'd play ball. His wife would make dinner. Then they would go and watch television. They put the kids to bed. Then he would leave his wife on the couch and say, honey, I'll be back in 30 minutes. He went down to the basement and did my turbulence training workout. That's knowing your customer avatar, because then you can create all your emails, your videos, and your ads speaking specifically to that person. You can enter the conversation in their head, which are the seven most important words in marketing. If you can enter the conversation in the prospect's mind, then you'll be able to show up with the right marketing messages, having that message to market match, which is so important for building a million-dollar business. So you've solved the problem. You've figured out your marketplace and how to get in front of them. You have then dialed down deeply into your dream customer avatar so that you can start building out those messages specifically for them. Those are the first three key components to building your seven-figure e-com business. But here's the problem. Here's the problem and the reason why you haven't built a seven-figure e-com business. The competition is massive, okay? So for every product that I've mentioned already, Peloton, there's some other knockoff. Plus, there's SoulCycle, you know, when you can go to gyms. And so in your industry, doesn't matter what industry you're in, whether you're in CBD or whether you're selling tea or whether you do workout programs or you have a book or you're a coach like every other coach in the world, listen, what sets you apart? And it all comes down to your big idea. Having a big idea allows you to differentiate yourself from other people. For example, entrepreneurs come to me for coaching because I'm the world's most disciplined man who will give them the structure and systems to scale from six figures to seven figures. I don't work with coaches. I work with real entrepreneurs, accountants, construction companies, gyms. I do work with some fitness experts, but I don't coach other people to become coaches of other coaches. That's not my industry. I dislike that industry. I don't want anything to do with that industry. And so I set myself apart from that industry. And it's the same with our morning routine course. We are not about yoga, meditation, any of those things. We're about getting to work. We're about being hardcore. Now, I'm not as hardcore as Andy Frisella or Bedros Koulian, but people come to me because I'm different than those guys. And I have a big idea. Now, let me give you the big idea formula. When you have a big idea in your business, it will help you stand out from the crowd. And it goes like this. First, you have to be contrarian. And what contrarian means is that when everybody thinks you have to go this way to be successful, you come along and say that you go this way. Back to my turbulence training program. Everybody back then, in the day of selling turbulence training, thought you had to go to the gym 6 days a week for 90 minutes and do at least an hour of cardio. Ugh, boring, brutal, ineffective. I came along and said, no, I need 30 minutes at home, three times a week, no expensive equipment, and you're gonna get a better body. And sure enough, they did, because my big idea was not only contrarian, but of course it worked. So if everybody's going in one direction, like with our morning routine, everybody's saying yoga, meditation, motivational videos in the morning. No, get up and follow the farm boy morning routine, which is getting to work on your number one important task first thing in the morning, and you'll be more productive. And that clicks with so many people because they know the other route is a joke. So you have to be contrarian first. The second thing is that you need to be specific. One of the greatest examples of a big idea is the 4-hour work week. First of all, it's contrarian as heck. Second of all, it's also specific. And then finally, it also hit the third thing, which is having a particular articulation, being able to convey a big idea in as few words as possible. So, 4-hour work week, 4 words. Killer idea, one of the greatest big ideas of the last century. Now, here's another one, like manscaping, right? Who hasn't watched a manscaping video on YouTube? Manscaping, you get it in one word, it's contrarian, most people don't think about doing that, but it really hooks you in. So when you have the big idea, that formula of being able to convey why your solution to people's problems is different from everybody else's is what's gonna allow you to scale up faster than everything else. The next thing you need to do is to get the right platform for your personality. I love Instagram. It's raw, it's quick. It allows me to create contrarian video. It's great. I hate Clubhouse. I hate talking and I hate listening to people. Clubhouse is talking and listening to people. So that's not my platform. But using Instagram, making videos for Facebook and YouTube, that's the area in which I shine, in addition to writing emails to my list. So by picking those platforms, I'm able to find my market and convey my big idea through the communication, and I match my message to the market. Now, listen, if I went on Clubhouse, I can make it work, but I don't want to match it to my personality, or it just doesn't match with my personality. So you have to do a good self-reflection and introspection to figure out, what am I willing to work on? If you hate doing video, you never want to do video, Clubhouse and email are for you, or writing Facebook ads, or doing copywriting with long sales pages. That's the right thing for you, and you have to then figure out if it's going to be a good fit for your marketplace. If you write long sales pages but sell to 20-year-old kids, no offense, kids, when I call you a kid at age 20, but if you're trying to do that, it's not going to go over very well because they don't like long-form sales letters. You'll need to make great, entertaining videos that catch their attention, make them laugh, and make them buy. Totally different. So you have to figure out if that's the right fit for you. So picking the platform for your personality is super key for building a seven-figure online business. You need to make sure you have an audience, because if you put out a video and no one watches, it's like the sound of one hand clapping, right? There's no impact from it. So you have to figure out, where's the platform that allows you to get the audience the fastest? Another way to think about this is, who has your customers and how can you get in front of them? So maybe it's other Facebook groups have your customers. Can you go and create great content, be part of a Facebook group, and get some traction there? Or maybe you have some friends with big YouTube channels or big Instagram profiles, and you can get them to send some of their audience your way. Maybe you can even do a podcast where you get some of your famous friends on there. They have a big email list and they send traffic your way. But you have to figure out how you can get traction to build an audience, because without an audience, having a sales message that no one hears won't lead to sales. That's why Facebook ads are so great. That's why LinkedIn is so good for some professions, because you can go and build your audience by adding people. With Instagram, they have to all follow you. So it is difficult, but you can build it up. We can go on Clubhouse, and if you go on there with somebody else who has a big following and you're invited as a speaker in Clubhouse, then your following will grow. So you really have to leverage your connections and your network in order to grow your audience. Now, networking is the next key. I'm wearing this 100 Million Mastermind shirt and hat because I'm in the group. I'm connecting with other millionaires in the group to grow my audience, to grow my network, to get advice from them. So you can't do this all on your own. You can probably get to about $500,000 on your own running a one-person shop. But if you really want to grow to seven figures or more, you have to have a team and you have to have a network of connections who can help you find great people for your team, who can promote your product to their audience, and who can connect you with other people to grow your business. So it's absolutely essential that you get that in place. The next thing you need is a plan of attack. You need goals for the year. You need a 90-day plan that I coach my clients to use. We have an outcome goal, we have three process goals underneath that, and then we build out a day-by-day plan so that they can take action and I can hold them accountable, which is the next key to building a seven-figure business. Because all the information in the world to build an online business is available on YouTube. Okay, you want to build e-com, you want to start a copywriting business, you want to scale Facebook ads. There's a ton of free content out there. There's so much free content that everybody should be a millionaire. But why isn't everyone a millionaire? Because they have no one holding them accountable to taking action on the information. That's why you need a coach. You need to go and hire a coach who can build you a blueprint and hold you accountable to following through and help you make connections and grow your network and give you feedback on your big idea, help you create that dream customer avatar, pick the right marketplace, and if you're struggling, show you a problem that you can solve with your high income skills. Which leads me to the last thing. You have to build your high income skills of copywriting and selling. Copywriting and selling, leads and sales, traffic and conversion. Those are the foundations of building a seven-figure business. Now, if you don't know how to build those skills, you need to go to a coach, to get an expert, to buy the courses that will help you do that. You know, we have a seven-figure funnel creation course. We have a social story selling course if you want to sell on Instagram and Facebook. And we have a coaching program where we help people scale their businesses from six figures to seven and seven figures to eight. So if you don't have those nine factors in place, well, you might get to 100K, you might get to 200K, but eventually you'll hit the ceiling and you won't be putting a massive amount of cash in the bank. So if you want to go to the next level, then go to craigballantyne.com/apply. Fill out the application and we'll see if it's a good fit for you to join our program, and we'll help you scale to that next level and hit seven figures in 2021.